Blog Talk Radio.
Tell myself, no, no, just hold on. You'll find a new love. Round and round it goes. Your face keeps breaking through the clouds above. Through the clouds above.
A recording artist, internationally known award-winning artist, Tony Redd, with me this evening. Hello, Tony.
Are you with me? I'm so excited. Yes, I'm here. I'm excited to be here.
All right. If any of the listeners just tuned in, my name is Brenda Moss. I have with me this evening Miss Tony Redd. Now, I would like for you to tell more about yourself, Miss Tony Redd, the type of music that you perform and sing.
Okay. I think my music is a combination of a lot of things, because, you know, in some of the songs it's a little bit of pop, you know, it's some R&B, it's some soul, and it's even a little, you know, smooth, jazzy thing going on in there. So I think it's just a combination of all those genres, you know, that you know, we all listen to and we all grew up on. But,
right,
you know, so
right.
People say, well, how do you classify your music? I just say adult contemporary.
I agree, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I have been following you for years. And it's amazing how you just come back and have this spark, you know, with the title of your music and stuff. You're actually a songstress. You write your music, and you're original, you're a realist, you know, and a lot of people nowadays are still stuck with old school music, old school soul, classic soul.
Mm-hmm.
And me, myself, my favorite is contemporary jazz. As you would know, Lady Diva Smooth Jazz R&B and Hip Hop Community on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I've been playing your music. Let's give all your listeners out there and tell them what inspired you to begin on your journey, your passion of music.
Well, you know, I've been singing for so long. I mean, even in elementary school, my daddy said, my teacher used to call home and say, that Tony, first of all, you know, she just won't, you know, she's always into something, and she always singing, and she'd be disrupting the class, singing, and I was like, what? I was doing it, what, really? I mean, that's what my dad said. He said, yeah, teachers always complain about you, you know, you're always singing, and so I just been singing ever since I can remember. I remember long time ago, you know, wanting to be a singer when I was a little girl. I used to get a hairbrush and look in the mirror and sing like I was performing. Now, that is no lie. And a long time ago, they used to make them look.
Yeah, well, I believe you can sing. You can, everybody can tell, all your fans and followers. With me, when I was young, I sung in the choir and all, and I was a leader of the choir, but I could not sing. I stood in the mirror, put on a gig, and sang like I was Tina Turner, but I could not sing. But the inspiration kept me going in the areas of music anyway. You know, I play piano, and that's basically it.
Oh, you do? You're a musician.
No, I just play it as a hobby. I just play it
as a hobby. You're still a musician.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you are. You're a musician. If you can play an instrument, you are a musician. There's nothing wrong with, you know, owning that. I mean, I think it's awesome. You know, I just love talented people. God just gives so many people talent, and, you know, you just stand in amazement of talent. You know, somebody that can do something real well. It's just awesome. It's just, I love it. Creativity, you know, and all of that good stuff. So that's why you're still in this vein. You know, you're doing your radio show because you love music, because you're a musician. No, it makes sense.
Well, with people like you that inspire me and others, you know, my goodness, God gave you a gift, and you opened your package, and you're sharing it with all of us. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much. That is so kind. You know, this journey has not been an easy journey, but, you know, nothing worth having on this journey is, you know, easy, comes easy. And sometimes if it does come too easy, you lose it quickly. And I just
feel like
for me, let me tell you something, it's a blessing. Like last Saturday I was in Redwood City, California. I think it's like in between San Francisco and San Jose. It's like almost halfway between those two cities, and it's a place called Angelino's, and I just appreciate it, you know, them bringing, you know, me coming out there, and
that was,
you know,
just
nice
last
crowd.
August 13th, right?
Yeah, that was last Saturday.
Angelina and Redwood City, August 13th?
Yeah, I was just there. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like every time I'm blessed enough and able to have an opportunity to be in front of an audience holding my microphone. God is just blessing me, and it's an honor and a privilege. I don't take it for granted. I'm always so thankful and appreciative because I could be slaving away doing something else, you know, but God, you know, blesses me to perform. So I'm so thankful to, you know, the fact that people want to, you know, come hear me sing and, you know, they like my music. Oh, that's just incredible. You know, I'm like, wow, it's awesome.
Yes, it's awesome. You get that blessing in return from all of us. You get that blessing.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
I'm on top of that.
I truly appreciate
it. Showering down on you. I have some children that have tweeted my page asking, they were listening. They said, did you play any instruments besides singing and school?
Yes, I did. You won't believe this. Honestly, I was a musician before I started singing. I used to play guitar. And I played guitar for almost 4 years. But see, I didn't have anybody encouraging me to say, keep playing it. Don't give up. Keep going. Because I would be a singing guitar playing woman. But I just put it down. And, you know, I've been tempted because I have people say, Tony, you should pick it back up. And I'm like, well, I may pick it back up and get some more lessons to get back on it because I used to be really good at sight reading and picking notes out the air. And I mean, I was really good with that. And I just,
well,
and
you know
one day,
what? Yeah. Yeah. You should do that. You write music.
Yeah.
It all,
I write music. That's how I'm able to write because
so
I can
gifted.
Hear. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's so kind.
So the guitar,
but yeah, I used to play an instrument.
Okay.
There
are other people wants to know, who are your inspirational singers that inspired you?
Inspired me? Ooh, that list is long because
well,
this man told me. Okay. I love everybody. I mean, I feel like every artist brings something special and something different, and I love everybody. So, let's see. Nancy Wilson, you know, really inspired me a long time ago when I was growing up because she was my mom's favorite singer. So she soon became mine, and I got a chance to meet her at a show. You know, she gave me a lot of words of encouragement and just really, you know, gave me inspiration and things. She told me things that I still hold on right now, and I remember she said this and she said that. She don't understand how much she has inspired and encouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Chaka Khan, love her.
Wait.
Al Jarreau, Rochelle Pharrell, Eric Benet, Phyllis Hyman, Anita Baker, Luther Vandross.
Yes.
I love Brian McKnight. I love everybody. Like I said, I could keep going on with Jill Scott. I can just Kirk Whalum. Oh, my God. I can just keep going. I mean, I love everybody. I love so many artists.
I would like to
artists,
ask
you, know.
Did you ever talk with Whitney Houston or get to sing with Whitney Houston?
You know what? Unfortunately, I was not that lucky. I didn't get a chance to pass and cross at all.
Right, okay. It was just a question.
Yeah, I wish I could have met Whitney.
Okay, there are some young teenage girls asking, did you sing in church choir, and what church, what city was that?
Okay, you know what? That's why I know God is good, God is real. And don't ever underestimate the power of God. When you get frustrated and you're about to give up, always remember all the things that he did for you before. He will do all those things again. And when you all down and, you know, nothing's going right in your life, in your world, never underestimate the power of God because I never sang in church until I was a grown woman. I did not grow up singing in church. I did not. I sure didn't.
Okay.
Because I grew up in the Catholic Church. And we didn't sing like that.
Yeah,
I went to Catholic school, Catholic church. My mama went to Catholic school, Catholic church, was raised a Catholic. And then I stopped being denominational. I'm non-denominational, so I go to anybody's church. If I go to a church, I like it. If the feeling hit me, then I'm going to go to that church. So, I didn't start singing in church, you know, until I was a grown woman. So I didn't know. I did not grow up singing in church.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like to say... anyone just tuned in this evening, my name is Brenda Moss. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have with me this evening Toni Redd. She is an international known award-winning artist, powerhouse performer, and recording artist. And she's a songstress. You can call the guest line number at 657-383-0771 and speak with Toni Redd. Okay, Toni, I would like you to give all our listeners out there information about this single and where to purchase your music and your website and fan page information, please.
Okay, you said about the single. Which song are you going to play next?
You can introduce it. The single is Stronger Than Before, correct?
Okay, Stronger Than Before. Okay, you know, a lot of people don't know Stronger Than Before is a remake from a Chaka Khan song. You know, because I said I love and adore Chaka Khan, and she did this song back in the day, and I was trying to think of a song to cover on my latest project, Her Redness, and the engineer, and I called him up. I said, you know what? I said, you know, I love Chaka Khan. Everybody know I love Chaka Khan. I said, what about a Chaka Khan song? He said, well, which one? And I said, Stronger Than Before. He said, that's my favorite too. So we were too excited. We were too excited. So that's why we did that one. And the title of my last project is called Her Redness. And you can find my music on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon and Spotify. I also have my own station, Pandora, and, you know, a lot of my music plays on Pandora. Almost every internet outlet out there that, and Rafferty, I can't pronounce it right, but yeah, that sells music, you can find me. I'm out there.
Yeah, well, I found you on all of them.
Okay, and my website is www.tonyredd.com. That's TONIRED.com.
All right, fans, here's Toni Redd, Stronger Than Before. Well, there's something wrong with that one. Are you still with me, Toni?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So you think he's going to be at the show tonight?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I'll take you back if you come back. I'll take
All right. That music track is Stronger Than Before by Tony Redd. Wow, that is beautiful, Tony. That is really beautiful.
Thank you.
I like that cut. I do love Chaka Khan's cut, but I like that cut too.
Well, thank you.
Let's speak about you not only in the music industry, but you're an actress where your voice can be heard on national commercial jingles.
Well, yeah, over the years I've done jingles, and you know, I was in a movie called Losing Grace with what's this woman's name? Oh, she looks like Susan Sarandon. Michael Cox, remember this the guy that played the Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah,
he's in it. And I think her name is Leslie Ann Warren. I think she's in it. And it's called Losing Grace. Actually, I performed. You know, I performed one of my songs in the movie. And then I was in I Can Do Bad All By Myself, the Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
I was, you know, supposed to be in that. So, you know, and my name is in the credits and all that. But, yeah, and I've done some plays, you know, when the play was Traveling the Country, I Can Do Bad By Myself. I did, you know, like 4 or 5 nights that. And so, yeah, I've done a little acting, and I really enjoyed it. It's another thing that I didn't know I could do that I really enjoyed.
You got reserve energy in yourself, don't you? That's
well,
you,
yeah, you know, yeah. A lot of people
going,
call me the Energizer Bunny. Yeah, I be going.
Yeah,
people call me the Energizer Bunny. They're like, "Darn, girl."
The man out here wants to know: are you single or married? And
I am single.
And how young are you?
I am single. And, you know, what I don't do is go around telling everybody.
Okay, we're not going to go there. I know that's a woman's thing.
But
I
understand. Single.
We can go somewhere else, okay?
But you are
very beautiful. The album
Thank you.
Cover, oh, my. Give a shout-out to the photographer and the makeup artist.
Yes, Eric Dream Photography. He did an amazing job. I had so much fun working with him. And my makeup artist, her name is Tasha. And as a matter of fact, you know, she'll be also doing my makeup. You know, I have a really nice show coming up in Atlanta at Wolf Creek. It's a beautiful outdoor concert venue. And I'm on the show with Will Downing and Kirk Whalum and Rick Braun, Norman Brown, and Alex Bouillon. So I'm on a show with all of these amazing, talented people, and I'm so looking forward to that. That's September the 4th at Wolf Creek in Atlanta, so I'm excited about that show. And Miss Tasha will be there to do my makeup, so she does a fantastic job.
So can you give
Yes, if anybody listening and you're in the city.
So can you give details about that event, September 4th? It says your show is at Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.?
Yes, Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m., Wolf Creek. You know, it's a beautiful concert venue in Atlanta. And, yeah, it's a really nice. And you could bring your lawn chairs, and you could bring your blankets. You could bring your wine or your soda.
It's free?
Food, whatever. No, it's not free. You have to buy tickets. But they let you bring in food, and you bring your you bring your own libations, and make sure you have a chair to sit on because it's outdoors, and you know you can sit down on ground. I mean, yeah. So you know it's kind of like Chastain Park here in Atlanta, but Chastain has seating. But yeah, you can bring your lawn chairs and everything. It's outdoors. No, it's not free because you have to pay to see me and Will Downing and Kurt Whalum.
Can you give information or the details about where to purchase the tickets?
Yeah, you can get tickets on www.wolfcreek.com, CREEK.com. And you probably can also get tickets the day of the show, but I'm not sure if one is higher. But, yeah, the best thing to do is get your tickets online now. Because, Labor Day is a really big weekend. Actually, it's a 3-day event. And
wow.
Yes, yeah, 3-day, and Boney James and Rochelle Farrell and all those people are on this show, but I'm on Sunday night's lineup, which is the very last night for, you know, Labor Day. Because I think Labor Day is that Monday, so I'm on that Sunday, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. This is your fourth CD album, correct?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is number four.
Number four. And how many songs is on this album, can you mention?
I think it's 8 or 9. I think it's 9. 9 songs.
Okay.
And what I did, you know, I just got new management. And, you know, my manager, Daryl Donald from Barrister Productions, she just kept saying, you need to do a new CD, a new CD, a new CD. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah. So when she put that out there, I was like, okay, so I started scrambling to, okay, what? Okay, let me try to figure out how I'm going to do this. I want it to be more smooth because, like, my third CD, Catching a Red Eye, it's like, you know, it's a combination of a whole lot of things. You know, some people were like, well, you know, you weren't really smooth on that. You know, I'm like, well, you know, I have all kind of music in me, and I just thought that, you know, and I am a Gemini, so I just thought that I just let all the Tony come out. But I'm not sure if y'all liked it or not or could appreciate it. But, hey, I understand. So let me go back to the smooth, Tony. That's what, you know, most people seem to really like about my music. So a really good friend of mine named Rachel Avon, been friends a long time. She lives in Dallas, Texas. I called her up and I said, I'm working on a new CD and I want it to be real smooth. So I flew to Dallas. And she and I, you know, she already had a huge catalog. I listened to a lot of things that she had. And then we were, mm-hmm. and then we also collaborated. And then, you know, I found out that Kirk Whalum was available to build my CD, which I was just knocked out. And I had to, you know, decide which song I was going to let him play on. And so this CD is just smooth from top to bottom. It is.
Right. I didn't listen to most of the songs. Now, which song is you and Kirk Whalum?
Kirk Whalum and I, that's the first track on the album. It's called That's the Way.
Okay, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, I heard it too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to upload that song, but I give a shout out to your manager. She did the best she could, but
okay.
You can give all your fans and followers about this album and where to purchase it at and your website and fan page information again.
Okay. Well, okay, y'all, I am all over social media. I'm on Instagram, so, you know, I love for you all to follow me. I'm on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. I post all my shows. I post whatever I have, you know, up and coming. You know, sometimes I just, you know, I may do a personal something every now and again, but most of the time it's about the music. I have 2 Facebook pages. I would like for them to like my fan page, Tony Red, and then I have a personal page, Tony Red, so that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also, I'm on LinkedIn. I have a website. It's www.tonyred, TonyRedD.com. You can find my music on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Rhapsody, Spotify, and I'm also on Pandora. I have my own station, and I have all the artists that I love. So if you turn on my station, you'll hear Rochelle Farrell, Kirk Whalum, you'll hear Eric Benet, you know, all the people that I love, and my music. So that's where I'm easy to find. That's where you can find me.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We have another song that we can play. Can you tell me more about this song title that you came up with that's called Treat Me Like a Lover?
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, Treat Me Like a Lover. You know, it's so many people that, you know, have been in a relationship for a long time and, you know, how sometimes people can become complacent. And, you know, they can, the things that they did to get you, they just stop doing them and it kind of take you for granted. Well, this song is especially about that. Like, the things that you did to get me, you have to do those things to keep me. And, you know, when you all in love, like the very beginning of your relationship, you're all lovers, it's like, just treat me like that. Treat me like a lover. So,
right. I love this song because I'm single myself.
Thank you.
And it's nowadays, you really, ladies, pay attention. And relationships causes work, you know, like 50-50. And yes, men, you have to keep doing the things that you got your woman. You got to keep doing the things to keep your woman. And this is Treating Like a Lover by Tony Redd. Stay tuned, everyone.
Treat me like a lover. Baby, you know I'd never do one thing to hurt you.
Treat Me Like a Lover by Tony Redd. This is Let's Jazz Up, blogtalkradio.com with Brenda Moss and Tony Redd. All right. That is nice. I love that. That's a song you can play over and over and over.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you looking out for us girls.
You know, I have to always make sure I uplift us and, you know, make everybody else do it.
Yeah.
You know.
So what made you come up with the title for the album called Horrendous?
Well, the title, actually, it came before the album. A friend of mine He did my website some years ago, and he said the first page of it was "Welcome to Her Redness," and I was like, I absolutely love that. And then that's how I said, you know what, this number four is going to be called Her Redness.
All right.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
How it came up. Mm-hmm. Because it used to be on my
all
website.
Right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us any information about any community projects that you've done in your community, in your city?
Well, I haven't done any lately, but I am, I love children. I mean, it's no surprise on two of my CDs, I have songs about children. I love children. I really care about kids and, you know, the charities for children. And I'm a, you know, big advocate for that sort of thing. You know, when children are sick and hurting or abused, that right there, it touches my heart like beyond, beyond. And, yes, I was, as a matter of fact, I was just telling my manager that I wanted to do some type of fundraiser for, you know, some children's organization or several of them. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I feel strongly about the kids. And what happens to
okay.
them, and making sure we protect them. You know, I feel very
right.
strongly about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cold world out there, so love conquers
yes, it
all.
Is. Yes, it does. And, you know, and the children are our future. I know it sounds corny.
Yes.
It was a song, but they really are, and we really have to look out for them. And with the world being so crazy right now and all kind of people
yes.
doing all kind of stuff, you just have to
yeah.
make sure you protect their innocence and just keep them safe. And, you know, I'm really strongly, I feel passionately, you know,
yeah.
about that. So anytime somebody comes to me and want me to do something for the kids, I'm all in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever traveled to Indiana and did a performance?
You know what? Years ago, I did a show in Indiana. I don't even remember where I played. It's been so long, but... Yeah, is that where you're out of Indiana?
Yes, I'm from Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Well, I did a show last year, not too far from. I was in Chicago.
Okay.
I did a show at the DuSable Museum, and from what I understand, I may be going back there. But you know, I'll keep Indiana on my radar. Could you tell me about some good places, you know, venues there that would. You know, like my music, I'll get my manager right on it.
Okay, I will. I sure will do
okay.
that because we hardly ever get any black performers, especially in R&B and jazz and classic soul, to
really?
Come to our city. It's a small town. We're
okay.
continually trying to grow, and we need celebrities and performers to come there. We do have venues there. We have a big center called the Ford Center. You can perform
mm-hmm.
there. A majority of the time, a minister from a big church that will have you to come there to perform at a center.
Oh.
Yeah, usually it goes on, but it's very rare that we get a R&B artist to come there. Now, we had John Legend
Ooh.
That came there, and it's very rare, very seldom we get to get any black artists to come there, so I'm really trying to pull folks like you, especially a black female singer, to come there.
I would absolutely love it. I would love it. Yeah, we need to remedy
That's
that.
Evansville, Indiana.
Okay.
Now, we're pretty far from Chicago and pretty far from
oh, okay.
Indianapolis. But I'm
okay.
quite sure your manager, I'll keep in touch with you and your manager.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Also, I would like to ask you, do you have any future events coming up besides the one that's coming up in Atlanta?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I got one today. You know, I don't really talk about a lot of my engagements until they're contracted, you know,
right.
until I,
okay.
you know, get, because I say I'm going to be somewhere, then it falls through, and then people are like, I thought you were
right.
going to be, so unless,
okay.
it's, you know, I got the contract, so, I always put everything up on my website, and I put, and I always post my shows on my social media sites just in case someone is in the area and they would like to come out. So, yeah, I keep everybody abreast of what I got going on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. And I would like for you to say in your own words any inspirational words you would like to give for those out there suffering today and those that are trying their best to get into your line of work. What are your inspirational words you'd like to give?
Okay, for what? Okay, the very first thing for
any,
the people
any,
that
yeah.
are okay, and then people
ahead.
Are just suffering because life has been hard and life is hard and life will throw you a curveball, you know, every day. Sometimes it seems like, you know, because I hear people say, man, when it rains, it pours, you know. But you know what? And I hear people say, man, I can't catch a break. Well, first of all, you know, I feel like this. I heard someone, I don't even remember who said it, but they said, stop committing verbal suicide. And that means be careful what you put out because the universe cannot take a joke. The Bible says it is power in the tongue. It is power in words. Whatever you speak over your life manifests according to the Bible, and we all, you know, trust and believe, it manifests, and that's what you – so pretty much if you keep speaking negative – and you, oh, well, it's me, oh, I know things may be happening, but you still got to stay encouraged. You still got to smile. You still got to be strong. And just remember when God did something for you that you were like, oh, my God, God is so good, and you were so happy and you couldn't wait to tell everybody because he will turn around and do that same thing. He can turn around and do that same thing again. Don't ever take your eyes off of the Lord. Always focus in on him and his goodness. And no matter what is happening, and I know you can't see. Sometimes we cannot see because we're like, I have no idea how I'm going to get the money to do this. I just don't know. You know, don't fret. Just tell him. So you know what, God, I know you love me, and I know you got me, and I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to put it in your hands and let you take care of it. So that's what we're supposed to do. And faith, believing on something that you can't see, that's what faith is. And
yes.
you just have to really try to trust God. We have to trust him more and lean on him because a lot of times we're in our own way. Now I'm talking to myself too, child. We're in our own way, and we can't let God come because we all in the way. Move out the way and let God do what he needs to do. And just, you know,
Amen.
Let go and let God. I know that's simple, but let go and let God because God
Amen.
Is all of that. He is more than capable. He is worthy, and he can do it. And as far as somebody, you know, trying to be in this industry has really changed from when I was growing up, and it seemed like it's been got harder, and it's, like, really crazy. But if you know that you've been blessed with a talent and you believe in what you're doing and believe in yourself, that's what you have to do. You have to stay focused on your dream. And I don't care if everybody is saying, if I were you, because, you know, it's always those, you know, Doubting Thomases, you know, Negative Nancys. Stay away from them, folks. If you know that God has shown you that he's got something special for you and this is yours, then you just move those, keep walking past those people. Believe in yourself and never give up. That's what I believe. Just
Amen.
Never give up. Believe
Thank
in yourself.
You.
And I don't, yeah, and just never give up. That's the best
Thank
advice
you.
I can give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is wonderful. You're a testimony, a walking testimony.
Well, girl, let me tell you something. I done been through a lot. I've been through a lot that people don't know, and I'm still standing. And I'm only standing because God. I believe him. I trust him. I love him. No matter what nobody says, he's got my back, and I'm just going to stand on that. And I just keep moving. Keep going.
I feel you. Thank you for those inspiring words. Are you on Reefer Nation?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm on Reverb Nation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and give all our listeners, followers, and fans out there your fan page information one more time and where to purchase your music.
Okay. And first of all, I want to thank everybody that is listening, and I just want to let you know that God hears your prayers. He loves you, and, you know, just never give up on him. Just keep your faith. Believe in him. Believe as strong as your little heart can you know, as you can. And thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, taking time out of your day to stop by to, you know, listen to Lady Diva and Tony Red. We appreciate you. And you can go to my website, www.tonyred.com, for, you know, updates about my shows and what I got going on. My music is on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Spotify, Rhapsody, and every other, you know, internet outlet out there. And also I have a Pandora station where they play my music and a lot of the artists that I love. And my latest album is called Treat Me Like a Lover. And I just appreciate everybody for being here and listening.
All right. Now, I want to say thank you for taking out the time to come on my show. I know you're a busy lady, and I try to make it convenient, you know, for you just to sit down for a few minutes and tell us all about you and your events and your music, and I really appreciate it. And you're always welcome to come back on the show to give us updates
on any more projects,
music, or any events.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and I appreciate your manager for contacting me, too. I give a shout-out. Yay,
well,
yay.
Okay, yay, yay. Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And until next time.
All right, and I'm going to play the last track, which I'm quite sure most of your fans and followers know this one, Footsteps in the Dark. And I would like for you to give me details of why you wanted to do this song.
Okay, Footsteps from the Dark is from my very, very first CD, which is called Straight from the Heart. And you can find it on iTunes and all those places I mentioned before. Well, my engineer, my drummer, one of my really good friends, he was like, well, he said, you know, you're an indie artist, you know, and you probably should do a cover. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah. And, you know, who doesn't love the Islip Brothers? Everybody loves the Islip Brothers. You know, Mr. Big, Ronald Isley, and, you know, they made the most beautiful songs, and they still do. They have the most incredible music that was standing the test of time. So I don't even know why Footsteps popped up. I think I might have been just singing it or, you know, heard it on the radio and was singing it. He was like, you know what? That would be a great song for you to cover, and it'll be the female version of it. And I said, and that's how that came about. I said,
okay.
Everybody loved the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So a lot of people remember you from that track. So I want to thank all my listeners. And thank you, Tony. You're always welcome to come back. This is Les Jezebel.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Okay.
This is Les Jezebel, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, everyone. I'm signing out. This is the last track from Tony Red. Keep in touch with her, follow her. I hope everyone written down all their information and tune in for other episodes. This is Brenda Moss signing out.
Can mirrors and wondering what might have been. Something up ahead. Should I keep that same?